In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let's hear that last line as it was before the feminist ideologues got a hold of it. Let he who has ears hear. A little bit different, isn't it? Whoever has ears ought to hear, that's, you know, like a weak suggestion. Let he who has ears hear, that is command. And, you know, the Lord is commanding, not just offering us a suggestion, he is telling us the truth, he is proclaiming the gospel. And he is speaking about both his cousin and his precursor, St. John the Baptist. You know, St. John the Baptist was the last of the prophets. Now, that is not to say that there could not be people with a prophetic-like office. And, you know, in the New Testament, they referred to those who preached the gospel and to evangelists sometimes as prophets. But it's not the same thing. Because what we're speaking about is prophets who reveal the will of God and who reveal God. And that happened prior to our Lord. It happened, as the letter to the Hebrews tells us, in partial and fragmentary ways. But in this last of ages, God is revealed by his Son. And no one can improve upon, remember that, no one can improve upon the revelation of God by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Who can reveal God better than God himself? And that's why if anyone says they have a new public revelation, run hard, run fast, because they're not speaking from upstairs, they're speaking from downstairs or from mental delusion. In any case, you know, the office of the prophet was important. He revealed God's will, but more importantly and more commonly, what he did was he called the people to return to being faithful to God. Because just like now, people back then were sinners, and they wanted to do things their way, not God's way. And so occasionally God had to say, hey, stop it. Stop what you're doing and return to me, or bad stuff will happen. And all too infrequently, people didn't stop. Just like right now, all too infrequently, people don't stop. They keep doing their stuff, and bad stuff happens. Not because God is vindictive, but because bad stuff brings bad consequences. You know, we have a perfect example of that in what brought about St. John's death. Hey, Herod, it's not right for you to steal your brother's wife and be married to her. Stop it. Herod didn't like it, and more to the point, Herodias didn't like it. And eventually, Herodias was able to trap Herod into having John executed. The kingdom of heaven, suffers violence, and the violence are taking it by force. And so we know the role of John the Baptist as a prophet, but his more important role was as the precursor, to be the one who says, behold the Lamb of God, so that people will be ready to receive the ministry and the message of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Very important person. So then why does Jesus say, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. You're greater than John the Baptist. Least in the kingdom of heaven. At least until you get your permanent citizenship papers, that's in heaven. Right now it's just you've got a green card. Why? Because through baptism you have become an adopted child of God, a son or daughter of God. And that makes you greater than any of the prophets. Now, St. John is, of course, now in heaven, and so he's greater than the saints, and he too is an adopted child of God. But just considering him as a human being, before that, before baptism, he's not that great. After baptism, you become very great. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.